Yes Radio.
Our voice, your choice.
Hello, I'm Carl Johnson. I'm the gut anchor of Radio ESMO, alongside Sasha Tweedu, that dude over there.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, right. Today we're going to interview some new students of ESMO, followed up by some songs such as Trick Me by Kellis and a surprise song that everyone loves at the end, and me and Sash gaming song.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Alright.
Yes Radio.
Welcome to Radio ESMO. I am Sasha Tweedu, the anchor for ESMO Radio. I'll be interviewing some students today, and I'm here with one right now. What's your name?
My name is Steve.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
I'm fine. What's up with you?
I'm good. So, are you a new student in this school?
Yep.
What do you think of the school so far?
It's kind of big, bigger than, 300 students, which is where I used to go. So, yeah.
Okay. Living in Belgium, is it different from where you were before?
It's kind of very, very much cold here. So, yeah, it makes a big difference.
And where did you come from before?
Africa.
Yeah, big weather change. So, any other differences? The people, how they act?
Well, they're very white. I mean, not in a color kind of way, just in really attitude. Yeah, very attitude white.
Okay.
No racism.
No problem. do you do any extracurricular activities like music or sports?
Well, I'd like to do music because, that's my thing. But, I'm looking forward to doing something.
How come you can't do it? Is there a particular reason you can't?
No, I just didn't have the time to go sign up for anything yet.
Okay, that seems like a pretty good reason to me. Do you think that there is any advantage of going to a school that is surrounded by a forest?
Not particularly. I mean, it's pretty cool out here, but I don't think the forest makes much of a difference other than cars outside the school, pollution, stuff like that.
Don't you think it's maybe better that there's, no city around, less people that pass around?
Well, yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, it's very nice that there's woods around. I mean, nature's everywhere. It's all peaceful, zen environment. Phone signal, what you call it?
No signal.
Yeah, no signal.
Okay. And to top it off, if you had a superpower, what would it be, and would you use it for good or evil?
Well, superpowers, we'd all like to have them all. It'd be nice to fly and to be super strong, stuff like that. But really, you just use it for yourself, not for good or evil, just to make yourself happy.
That seems like a really good explanation for that. Okay, well, that's it for this interview. Thank you very much.
Yes Radio.
Hello, and welcome back to Radio ESMO. I'm Sasha Tweedu, your anchor for today, and I'm here with a new student. What's your name?
Pete Helga.
Yeah. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing good. You?
Pretty good. What do you think of the school so far?
It's nice. It's nice. It's quite big compared to Callum, where I've come from.
Is there any other differences to the school?
Yes. Here, there's a big Dutch section in Callum. There isn't really. And also, surrounded by woods.
And in Callum, it's not surrounded by woods.
No, it isn't.
In the city?
It's not really a city, it's a village.
So I've heard you're not staying in this school for a whole complete year. Why is that?
I'm just here to practice my Dutch. Just that. It's not really any serious.
Okay. Do you have any sort of a reputation in your school? How would your friends see you?
Yes, usually I wouldn't talk too much about that because my reputation isn't necessarily very good, but also not very bad, because I am more known for the person who, how should I say, messes around a bit.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's kind of a good reputation, if you ask me. Now to the fun questions, because school is boring.
that is true.
Do you do any sports or any instruments that you...
I do basketball, yes.
Well, you are tall for it, so that's a good thing. People say I'm tall and I'm 1.90 meters. How tall are you?
You're 1.94 meters.
Huh. I thought you were way taller than me.
If you had any superpower, what would you want it to be, and would you use it for good or evil?
Well, I would probably like to be invisible, because sometimes it's quite nice for people not to see you.
You'd probably use it for evil.
Well, I think I'll use it for neither, but I'm not really the person who'll help old ladies cross the road. Invisible, I don't notice. No, I'm not that. I'll probably use it to steal stuff, but that's all confidential.
Well, that's good. You were actually weren't scared to hide that. So before we end, is there anything you'd like to say to any people who are listening to us right now?
Are there people listening to us?
Well,
so if you're listening to us, why are you listening to this radio station?
Well, because I'm the anchor, of course, that's why.
Oh, yes, yes. Rubbish question, of course.
Well, that was Peter for interview in ES Small Radio. Thank you very much.
This is it.
Say no to Yes Radio.
Hello, I'm the anchor for ES Small. My name is Sasha Tuitu, and I'm here with a guest who I'm interviewing today. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Jerome Pieper.
Hey, Jerome, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks.
So, talking about this school, how long have you been in it?
I've been in the school for 5 years and a little bit now, and I like it a lot, I guess.
That was my next question. Do you like the school? Or never mind. Well, so what subjects do you take? Do you like extra subjects?
Well, I take video ICT and arts, but the school messed up again, exactly like last year, and live arts and video ICT at the same time, so I had to choose. So now I'm doing arts during the time I actually have video ICT, and I do video ICT when I have my studies.
Yeah, so that's not the best plan, is it?
Not
sure. And so, what do you have an idea of what job you'd like to do when you're in the future after you graduated school?
Kind of, like in the direction of architecture, maybe, or like photography, I guess. But I'm not sure yet.
Oh, okay. Well, architecture is a really great job. It's very let's say you have to work a lot.
You do? All right. Then I don't want it anymore. I would like to be a hobo.
Okay, now let's go to something more fun. I'm going to ask you a question. For example, if you had a superpower, what would you want yours to be?
I actually don't know. I guess I would like to fly or wish for more superpowers.
That's a common one. Everyone wants to do that.
I know flying is awesome, so...
Yeah, flying.
Like to fly.
That would be my favorite power as well, because it's really sick to be able to fly.
Just like be able to do everything, you know? Not like superpowers directly, but like able to do everything in normal life. Like be able to jump off everywhere, not get hurt in anything, and be smart, and, you know, good looking. Oh, well, I am already, but. Improvement.
Don't flatter yourself, Jerome. Don't flatter yourself.
I love Jerome.
So, Jerome, outside of school, what do you do? Like activities or.
I skateboard.
That's it?
Well, I like to take pictures, let's say like that. Well, while skateboarding, of course, I'm a little bit the filmer and a little bit the photographer and a little skater. So these are kind of my hobbies, and, you know, just hang out with friends all together, you know. It's a fun thing.
Do you think you could have survived without skateboard or all of those things you just mentioned? Or would it have been more difficult to find something that you like to do?
No, actually not, because I think skateboarding is actually stopping me a little bit of doing what I want, because without skateboarding, I'd be doing a lot more stuff, of course. I'd be meeting up with more friends, I'd know more people, I had more money, of course, and so skateboarding's kind of stopping me, but I like that stops me, because I love skateboarding, so...
So you mean it stops your social life from developing?
A little bit, yeah, because I don't know, like, my normal social life, let's say it like that. You know, I have a huge social life while skateboarding, and I always meet new people. But I mean, like, my social life in school, because there are a lot of people I don't know in school. Well, I do know, and I would like to hang out with them, but I can't, and I guess my real me doesn't want to, because I want to go skateboarding.
Well, that's kind of a controversy, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, that was a great interview with you. Thanks, Jerome. Well, I'll be tuning in next time with another interviewee.
Yes, radio.
Yo, dogs, what's up? It's Carl J on the radio. We're here at ES Mall, and we'll be interviewing another student today. What's your name?
My name's Michael.
Yo, Michael, what's up?
Nothing, just being interviewed. Awesome.
How long have you been in the school?
I've been in the school for 8 years.
8 years? Man, I've been in here for 11.
Wow, that's really long.
It's really long.
It's like kindergarten or what?
Yeah. Just like play with toys all day long. Anyway, at school, what year are you in?
I'm in a fifth year, Dutch. Sadly.
And you're in sixth year next year, so that means you have pretty important choices at school now. So what subjects will you be taking next year?
Yeah, it's really hard to decide, because, you know, you choose for your entire future. If you choose weak math now, you can never do anything with, like, sciences. So I have to do heavy math and physics.
That's good. And what do you want to do later in life?
I'd like to be an industrial designer. That's, like, basically an inventor. You design products, sell them, and make a lot of money.
And was your parents' decision an influence on that, or your choices at school?
Not really, but the decision to be an industrial designer was partly because of my bigger brother, because he is an industrial designer, and I'd like to be like him.
So he's like your idol?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty cool. And do you have any hobbies?
You know, filming, getting paid for filming. It's pretty cool. It's really a passion of mine. Photography also, so that's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And if you had a superpower, what would it be, and would you use it for good or evil?
A superpower, that's hard. Of course, the stereotype superpower is always being able to fly, so that's like the most awesome feeling you can have, I presume. It's difficult. Like, my favorite superpower would be, I don't know, maybe to be right, always. Like
to be right.
To be right. Like, that'd be awesome.
I have that superpower anyway.
No, but seriously, you can just say, I have 10 superpowers, and you would have 10 superpowers. And nobody could argue with you.
Yeah, but then it's just like telling a lie, you know, you might be right, but...
Yeah, but you're right the second you tell it.
I guess.
I just want to argue.
Alan, okay. See you, everybody, and we're going to leave you with the song Heya by Outkast.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. Oh,
Hello, this is Sasha Tweetu alongside Carl Johnson, and we're presenting the end of this radio project. Carl, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, on the next project, I'm going to be the new anchor, and Sasha's going to be the co-anchor.
Yep, pretty much. So we'll see you then, and I hope you enjoyed this amazing project that we did, because we're so awesome. Goodbye. Thank you.